The History of Tom Jones, a Foundling, by Henry Fielding, narrated by Sam Cousy. Dedication to the Honourable George Littleton, Esquire, one of the Lords Commissioners of the Treasury. Sir, notwithstanding your constant refusal, when I have asked leave to prefix your name to this dedication, I must still insist on my right to desire your protection for this work. To you, sir, it is owing that this history was ever begun. It was by your desire that I first thought of such a composition. So many years have since passed that you may have, perhaps, forgotten this circumstance, but your desires are to me in the nature of commands, and the impression of them is never to be erased from my memory. Again, sir, without your assistance, this history had never been completed. Be not startled at the assertion. I do not intend to draw on you the suspicion of being a romance writer. I mean no more than that I partly owe you to my existence during the great part of the time which I have employed in composing it. Another matter which it may be necessary to remind you of, since there are certain actions of which you are apt to be extremely forgetful, but of these I hope I shall always have a better memory than yourself. Lastly, it is owing to you that the history appears what it now is. If there be in this work, as some have been pleased to say, a stronger picture of a truly benevolent mind than is to be found in any other, who that knows you and a particular acquaintance of yours will doubt whence that benevolence hath been occupied. The world will not, I believe, make me the compliment of thinking I took it from myself. I care not. This they shall own, that the two persons from whom I have taken it, that is to say, two of the best and worthiest men in the world, are strongly and zealously my friends. I shall be contented with this, and yet my vanity will add a third to the number, and him one of the greatest and noblest, not only in his rank, but in every public and private virtue. But here, whilst my gratitude for the princely benefactions of the Duke of Bedford bursts from my heart, you must forgive my reminding you that it was you who first recommended me to the notice of my benefactor. And what are your objections to the allowance of the honour which I have solicited? Why, you have commended the book so warmly that you should be ashamed of reading your name before the dedication. Indeed, sir, if the book itself doth not make you ashamed of your commendations, nothing that I can here write will or ought. I am not to give up my right to your protection and patronage because you have commended my book.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?